Okay, well, I was going into Nehemiah, but the Lord kept, I kept hearing, choose you out men. And even in Acts, when Stephen, it was choose you out men. And this was, they had to be full of the Holy Ghost. And we want men who are full of the Word of God. And also Stephen, he went forth and he was full of faith, and he brought forth miracles. He'd done so many things, but it's really not him that did it. Even like a prayer, it's a prayer of faith. It's believing him to bring forth what it is to be done. But what will God say of us? And I pray that God will say this very thing. In Nehemiah, we did talk about, or as I was studying, how he appointed different people. And the Lord just kept laying this on my heart. So I'm going this way this morning. What will the Lord say about you? And I pray that it's this. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, he hath followed me, but not just followed me. He followed me fully. Him will I bring into this land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. You know, this was not people saying these things about Caleb. This was the Lord. The Lord said, this is my servant Caleb. And he had another spirit in him. And it's like he followed me, not just walk with me and follow. He followed me fully. No matter what you see, no matter what circumstance is going on, Caleb just believed what God said. He believed that God was not a man that he should lie. You know, I looked in John and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. You know, when Thomas came forth, what was he saying? He goes, Lord, how are we going to know the way? And he said, I am the way. Keep your eyes on Jesus. What Jesus is doing, even the forgiveness of sin. So many times we say, forgive this one or forgive them. Forgive them. We need to forgive them of what they've done. And I came across this paper and it says, Jesus is the only one who can forgive sins. Had he not came and taken our place, we're forgiving because he hath forgiven. And that's the life we now live. It's a life of forgiveness. It is a life of love, but we're growing up in that forgiveness. We're learning just how much he has forgiven. I want us to go over to Numbers, and we're going to start in chapter 13. Not going to hit all of it, but the main points. There were 12 spies sent to Canaan. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now remember who is speaking. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. Okay, now you think about, this is not just choose you out some people. This is choose you out some men. These are rulers of the people. They have a high place. People are looking to them. Well, he says, I want you to tell them to go in and search out the land. But we do remember in Deuteronomy, he said, this land I give you. There's many places he told them, go in. This is the land I give you. It flows with milk and honey. Everything's good about it. God had already told them. But two men believed out of all. Who was it? Caleb. He didn't talk about Joshua right here. He calls us by name. He said that about Caleb. Caleb, he is my servant. He is the one who had another spirit. He followed me fully, and I am going to bring this man into this land and his seed to possess it. The Lord had already said that. He's really restating the life of Caleb. Caleb believed already what God said. He didn't wait till he saw healing, or he didn't wait till he saw God change your life. And God doesn't want us to believe after we see a change in our heart. God wants us to believe what God has said. He's not a liar. He wants us to say, my God is a God of truth. And he has sent Jesus. He has supplied everything we were ever going to need. And the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Caleb, a man of faith, he said, you send those men out, and then he names every one of them all the way down to verse 15. When you go to 16, he said, these are names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land and said unto them, all right, now get this. They're going in there for a reason. Get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain. This is what I want you to do when you search out the land. One, I want you to see the land what it is. And I want you to see about the people that are dwelling therein. I want you to find out, are these people who are dwelling there, are they strong or are they weak? Are there few or are there many? So these guys are going in. They've got their orders, really, from him. And he's saying, I want you to go on. Go on. You want to search the land. Go in there. He said, but look at the land. See what it is. See the people that are there. And I want you to say, are they weak or are they strong? How many are there? What and what the land is that they dwell in. I want you to see whether it's good or bad. I want you to see what the cities they be that dwell in, whether they're intense or whether they're strong. Another thing about the land I want you to see when you're searching it out, what the land is, whether it's fat or lean. Is it rich or is it poor? Whether there be wood therein or not. Are there trees there? But I want you, this main thing, when you're going in to search this out, because God has already told them, but see, they have to see something with their eyes. Well, we'll see if what you see with your eyes is what's going to encourage your heart. Be you of good courage. Bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Now in verse 21, they did go up. They seen how much grapes there were. And then 25, they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Okay? 40 days. In verse 26, they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh and brought back word unto them. Okay, remember what they were told to do? Are these people weak? Are they strong? What kind of place is this? We're going to see what each individual says about this land. Caleb is just going to go in, but I tell you what, he's going to see the same thing they saw, but he's not going to come back and say those same words. Caleb already knew before he ever went in. He knew God was a man of truth. He was going to go in and see exactly. He said, it's a good land. That's what he went in there. He said, it's a good land. It flows with milk and honey. But everyone's not like that. He said they went in and they brought back word unto them. What are the words that we speak? Are they ministering grace to the hearer? And to all the congregation, and you know what else they did? They showed the fruit of the land. These people saw the fruit of it. And they told him and said, we came into the land, whether you sent us. It flowed with milk and honey. Well, that's one thing God had said. And this is the fruit of it. We got the proof right here. Look at this. Nevertheless, there's still something else. They have to add something else. Nevertheless, the people, you know, the people we went up and we saw, they are not weak. They're strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled, and they're very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. That's the children of giants. And when you look at that, they're looking at this as, oh my gosh, they're so big. I'm going to tell you, the Lord laid this on my heart. We are going to be putting on the whole armor of God. We are going to be standing against religious systems, religious Babylon. We are standing, not only, we're going to have to stand against political Babylon. There's a lot of standing we're going to have to take. What are we going to base this on? It doesn't say fight against. It said you will fight the good fight, but it's going to be a fight of faith. When he said, be of good courage, Psalms 56, it says, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. If God is for me, who can be against me? God, no one can do anything unless God says, go. We have a hedge about us. What about those who are unbelievers? Those things that come to them, where's their protection? We saw these giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. There was the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites that dwelled in the mountains. The Canaanites, they dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. Now, I remember Brother Bill, he always told us, ites, anytime you see ites, you know, like arthritis, anything, it's always speaking of something of the flesh, always religious or these things that just stand out, like they're so strong in themselves. Caleb. Now, you hear what these people are saying. They're strong. They're giants. We're not going to be able to do this. Caleb stilled the people. How can Caleb still the people? You know, you can hear. Have you ever went in a group and they're all talking and everybody's going, I know, but did you hear and did you see? They said that this and they said that. And it doesn't matter. Caleb walks up and he stills the people like, you guys, be still. Be still. Listen to this. Caleb stilled the people before Moses and he said, people, let us go up at once. Let's go. It is not the time to turn back. It is not the time to murmur and complain in your tents. It is not time to do all these things and go by what you're seeing and go by what you're feeling. He said, it's time for us to get up and go. Go, let us go up at once. Why are you going to go up? To possess it. Occupy it. It's yours. Take it. It's been given to you. For we are well able to overcome it. If you go into Ephesians 6 and you look how you have been blessed with all, not some, all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And then he said in 6:10, put on the whole armor of God. That is the only way. God provided what was needed. God said, you put this armor on and you stand, having done all to stand. And he said, there's going to be trickery. There's going to be the wiles of the devil. But you must remember, just like they saw these people, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood. This is the principalities and the spiritual wickedness in these high places. That's why you're going through this. When you take your place in heavenly places, there is going to be a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare. Why? Because you're believing by faith. God said, I'm forgiven. People will come to you and say, you're not forgiven. I don't see this in your life. People are going to come and it looks like they're saying it. You choose your battle. You decide whether, is this your enemy? You're not the one I'm fighting against. It's like, you're not my enemy. I know who my adversary is, but I also know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able. And he's the one who has provided us that new Christ-like in Christ. And we are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. He will empower us to do whatever he wants. And we will go in and just, it's not even doing, it's just taking it. Receive what I said. It's no different that they heard the word of God, they believed the word of God, they confessed it with their mouth, you know, and they were saved. But where did it begin? Just like Caleb. It was on the inside. Caleb had heard with the hearing of his ears, just like we do. But Caleb took it all the way into his heart, that new life. He believed it. He just went in and said, this is mine. He didn't go, oh my gosh, there's a giant, I can't get it. Or what if this doesn't happen? What if God doesn't deliver me? Or, you know, get the good of the land. Go in there. You're gonna, when you take that, what God has given you, God is saying, no, I'm here, I'm for you. Take what I've given you freely. If you need to be encouraged, he said, be of good courage. Where do we get our counseling from? The Lord, the word of God. He said, let's go up, let's possess it. And he didn't just say, we can overcome it. No, we can well able to overcome it. We can do this. Remember, I believe it was in Timothy. He was to get men who were listening to the scriptures. They were to get men, and he was to take the same truth that Paul gave him and give it to other men so that they would be able to what? Be able to preach the word of God. Be able to live that life. It's whatever God has said to us, if he said you are free. Do we walk in that total freedom? See, Lord, I want this to become my strength, my song, everything. You are my high tower. You're everything to me, my all in all. This is how he's going to still the people. But I tell you what, I believe he was already had that quietness and stillness implanted in his heart. He believed it. No matter what was going on around, he still believed it. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able. You're always going to have some there that are going to say, oh, you can't do that unless you do this first, or you can't do this. And what did God tell you? Stop listening to people. Stop listening. It's not really them. It's the devil. It's the adversary working through them to get to you. You need to choose to believe God. What did God say to you? What has he informed you of this truth? Let God be able to save us. Now that, there he is. Just like he said about Job. Have you tried my servant, Job? Have you? He's a saved man. He's a righteous man. Oh, he didn't say, try Job, and then let me go tell Job. Job, by the way, I told him that I'm going to let them do this to you, and they're not going to take your life, Job, okay? Naked he came, and naked he would return. He continuously would keep talking, but there came a time he still needed to grow. He still needed to grow. He had those, his wife saying this or that to him. He could have said, well, my wife or my husband did this and all that. What did God say to you? Because that is what God is looking and seeing from your heart. He's looking at your heart. What did God say to you? Did you believe it? That's it. Gene just preached that about Abraham. Abraham took a step. He said, come ye out of your people. Get out of that idolatry. He said, he didn't go, well, I don't know how I'm going to do all this, but no, he listened to what God said, and he took one step. And if you remember in that message he brought out to us, he wasn't making in Egypt all these places of worship and altars. You got to take your place and believe who you are. And I know that God is reinforcing this. He just, even with my heart, it's like, I don't know what's ahead. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but we have to know. He knows. He knows your deep heart longings. He knows it. Caleb stilled the people. They're going to go up at once, but of course he had murmurers and complainers there. We're not able to go up against this people. They are stronger than we. Who said you were going to fight? Who said you were going to do this? God said, I gave it to you. You just go in and say, this is mine. Don't look at that. The things that are seen are only temporal. The things that are not seen, that Caleb was believing in his heart, those were eternal. Those are forever riches that have been given to him. They're stronger than we. Well, as a man thinketh, so is he. And they brought up a what? An evil report. Evil. Where does that come from? Our adversary is evil. Truth. Truth and lie are two different things. A good report is truth. They brought up an evil report of that land which had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up their inhabitants thereof. These giants will take you. You are not going to be able to overcome this in your life. You can't do this. They are going to take you. That is not anything what God never said that. He said, these inhabitants, they're going to eat up the land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that which we saw in it are men of great stature. Oh, they're big men. You got to bring this down to today, man. Just look at it. If this is a man of great stature, I can't take a stand. How can I take a stand against this? How can I stand for truth amidst this? Because God said it, and I choose to believe it. It's simple. We're making it hard. All the people that we saw in it are men of great stature, and there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And when you come in the sight of a giant, well, we already had proof in the word of God. Little David, he just believed God. He went immediately out. He was going to fight that, go out against that giant. Go out against. And as he went out there, people were saying, well, wear this, do this, you got to have this, take this armor, it works. No. And little David said, I can't, Saul, I can't take your armor. I can't use that. I've not proven that by God's word. And he said, I'm going out there. And he went out and he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, and there they saw giants of Anak, and in their own sight, you know what they looked like? A grasshopper. Well, I'm sure David didn't think he was really big against the giant, but if he looked through his natural eyes, he was but small. But when I'm weak, when we're of despised things, you see, small, that's when the strength of God is there. He couldn't do that of himself. And neither are these. They, in their own sight, they look like a grasshopper. See, they're looking at, oh, how big are we? Oh, do I have the words to fight against this? Do I have the life that can... See, they're looking at all the things you can see. Well, when they went by sight, they saw themselves as a grasshopper. Instead of men that God said, this is yours, go in, you're well able to possess it. It's a land I give you. So we were in their sight. As you think you are, or as you see yourself, do you know that your enemy sees you the same way? He loves it when you go, oh, I can't pray. Oh, I can't get up and give a testimony. I just can't. you're not getting up and talking about anything except for we should want to, because we get up and say, you know what our Lord hath done? Do you know what the Lord did this week? You see, it's to magnify the grace of God. Magnify his grace. What have you been watching him through this whole week? What have you seen? Where have you gone? Or just like my son, what he just went through. Did I look at what the dog did? No, I saw it with my eyes. But you better see beyond what you see. It looked hopeless. It looked despair. It looked like they'd have to cut his whole foot off. But did that happen? No. Was Dave at peace when they had to amputate more than what he thought? Yeah. Because he just wants to be healed. And George and I talked about that last night. I had been sick after, from Monday. Monday morning, I was sick as a dog. And I mean, I felt terrible. And George and I talked about that last night. I said, the thing that kept standing out to me the whole time I was sick was I'd get up and he goes, babe, you look like maybe you feel better. I go, I do. And I'd walk to the kitchen and I'd come back out. And I go, I got to go back to sleep again. I can't. I just have to rest. Do you know when we rest? Think on this. Meditate on this. When we take our rest, or when we rest, that's where your healing comes from. Take your rest in him. Believe what he hath done. Believe the good report. Believe the gospel. I go, Lord, keep taking us step by step, a little here and a little there. If just one step, Lord, I want to see the way you see your people. He sees us, God sees us in Christ. We're holy, we're accepted, we're victorious. That's provisional. But when we come in to enjoy the land, you're going to have to believe what God said. You are blessed. It's all going to be in Christ, everything. In chapter 14, the congregation lifts up their voice and they cried and the people wept that night. Well, if you don't have a good report, that's all they're going to do is weep. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, what they say. We should have just go back. Would to God we just died in the wilderness. How many times people say that? I'd rather just die and get it over with. Well, he went over and he says, in verse 7, they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search, it's an exceeding good land. If the Lord delights in us, okay? If the Lord, here's Caleb and Joshua, if the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land. Have we been shown favor? Has he brought us in to resurrection land, Graham? I want to know whom I believed in. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the resurrected head of my new life, because that's who I'm in. Don't rebel, it says in verse 9, only rebel you not against the Lord. Don't fear the people of the land. They are bread for us. You see, instead of an enemy, these people, it's like, no, it's bread for you. I'm going to strengthen you through this. Every time you choose to believe God, your roots are going deeper and deeper and deeper, and you're growing. Their defense, I love this. All this good stuff, the good report, I love it. It's bread for you. Their defense, sorry, but it's departed from them. They can't do anything to you. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Don't fear. Faith. Believe what God says. All the congregation, you know what they did to these people? Were telling them the truth? All the congregation took stone. They stoned them with stones. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of congregation before all the children of Israel. The Lord said to Moses, Moses, how long? How long is this going to continue for them to provoke me? How long will they err? Notice, err. They believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them. Think about everything the Lord has done for us, and I can only take this for myself. Penny, I took care of that, and I've taken care of that. I really have taken care of everything. And I've even let you see after you believed. I don't care what's ahead. I got it. You're mine. I'm working a work in you, and the hotter the fire is, the purer and sweeter that gold's going to be. And that's what we want. He knows that, and he's making it come to pass. You know, they were saying all these different things, and the Lord said to Moses, he goes, oh, I'm going to smite them with pestilence and all the, you know, the different things. And he said, oh, Lord, he intercedes for the people. And he goes, look, they're going to say this one who brought him here and did this. Now look at him. He can't stand him. Look what he's going to do to him. He said in verse 17, and now I beg you, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering. Do you know him? He shows great mercy. Do you know that mercy? Forgiving iniquity, injustice, wrongdoing. He forgives. Do you know that? Forgiving iniquity and transgressions, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the children upon the third and fourth generation. But do we know him? Do we turn these things over to the righteous God, the one who deals righteously according to his word? All those men in verse 22, they saw. All those men which have seen my glory, they've seen my miracles I did in Egypt, in the wilderness. Now they've tempted me now these 10 times and not hearken to my voice. Hearken to whose voice? His voice. But then he's going to go in and he's going to say, even though there was still my Caleb. There's my Caleb. He fought a good fight. Paul did. A faith. Caleb, he just believed God. But God said this wonderful thing about him. And then you go over, and as I went through, I looked at how, oh, right here. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? Well, I've heard, they heard the truth. Well, I've heard their murmuring against the truth. I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. They may have been angry at Aaron, Moses, Joshua, whoever. But he said, they've murmured against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Speak it. Just say, Lord, I believe the truth. Increase my faith. Increase me to know even more and more in you. The last two verses, verse 37, even those men that did bring up an evil report upon the land, an evil report, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, now he's mentioned both, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search through the land, guess what? Lived still. The life we live, we are kept. We are sustained. He sustains us. He saved us. He will sustain us. We shall be preserved blameless unto the day of the coming of the Lord. But Thessalonians, when I was reading about holding back, it's only, you're just believing. It's not like you're going, all right, in the name of Jesus, I'm claiming it. You know, you hear so much name and claim it, and just speak it. It's got to be coming from your heart. It can't just be a game of speak and name it. It's not a game. This is a life. This is real. And he wants us to just choose to believe God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But you know what? You won't be haughty. I do it by God's grace. That's the only way you're ever going to be able to make it through all the way to the end of what's ahead. Let's all stand.